From the Highlands in Harbor Springs, this is a special edition of Spin on Golf with Steve Courtney, Jordan Young, and Boyne Golf's Ken Griffin on 760 WJR. It's the second annual Great Lakes Championship, an Epson Tour event. For more information, visit the GreatLakesChampionship.com. Now here are Steve, Jordan, and Ken.
My friends, how you doing? I would like to personally welcome you into a very, very special edition of Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. As you heard the fella say, we are coming to you live from the Country Club of Boyne for all the right reasons. It is the second go-around of the Great Lakes Championship as we celebrate the Epson Tour. I have a cavalcade of dignitaries, which I know is a new concept for this show.
Cavalcade.
But there are...
Never heard that word before.
Several people. The gentleman to my immediate right, good friend, he has been with us many, many times as we just enjoy everything about Boyne Golf. My good friend, Ken Griffin. How are you, Kenny?
Steve, welcome.
Always a pleasure. You know that. You, sir, don't know if you've heard, are the outgoing director of golf sales and marketing here at Boyne, and we are going to meet the new guy on the block coming up in just a bit. But it seems to me, because we've had quite a bit of time to visit, Kenny, before going on tonight, you're making a very nice transition.
I'm making a great transition. I've been very fortunate to work for a great company, both on the ski side and the resort side, and the last 10 years on the golf side. I mean, you know, how hard is the job whenever you get to somebody to come to Northern Michigan, enjoy all the amenities and activities that Boyne offers?
Pretty easy. And with that, we are going to say hello for the very first time. Wonderful meeting him. T.R. Hollis. T.R. now is the director of golf sales and marketing at Boyne. T.R., I'm sure a lot of folks listening right now, Hollis. Boy, that's a familiar name. For all the right reasons, of course, your father is the legendary Mark.
He is, yeah. And yeah, all I can say is lucky to be his son and love him. And he's had a couple busy days, but proud of him. And yeah, so hope I can be half the man he is.
Well, you know what? You're going in the right direction there, TR, because we were chatting before going on there, young fellow, that you have been in your current position for a mere 6 weeks. I was going to ask you if you're settled in yet, but I would imagine that is still an ongoing process.
It is, but when you're learning from Ken Griffin, one of the best, I mean,
that's
a big round of applause for him.
Big team of support.
It is, but the wealth of knowledge that Ken has on Boyne Golf and the Boyne properties, the amount of passion and the entire team here has been a breath of fresh air. It's a team that cares about this place, and this place has meant a ton to me growing up here, playing these courses and learning golf myself on these courses. Seeing the team and behind the curtain on things is such an empowering and passionate project that I'm thrilled to be a part of.
Well, and then it turns out that you honed your craft, if you will, in this great game of golf outside the great state of Michigan, spending time at Valhalla. Also a couple of stops out in beautiful Oregon. Yeah. And you were saying just how fortunate you are to be back in this wonderful state of Michigan, in Boyne.
Yeah, lots of work on the PGA Tour in Kentucky, California, Oregon, all over the place, and to be able to bring what I've learned back here to this great state, and specifically Boyne Golf in general, is an honor and a pleasure.
Now we'll say hi to my regular co-host here on Spin on Golf, good friend Jordan Young. JY, it's been a busy last couple of days for you, as again, we paint a picture for the Great Lakes Championship, the Epson Tour, I know very close to your heart. Sarah White, game above zone, going to be
and
joining
Boyne
us.
Zone.
And Boyne Zone.
Yeah, I mean, how fortunate are we that we have Sarah, the Michigan native, that's supporting both of us and exclaiming the virtues of Michigan golf to everyone she can.
And she's going to be enjoying the Heather course, as will the rest of the competitors, getting underway in a couple of days. We've got the Pro-Am tomorrow. I'm very excited. But after our show on Sunday, I did bring 10 golf balls.
There was a line. The line's been moving with FanDuel and with the other online betting guys. But the over-under on balls lost for Mr. Steve Courtney is currently at 3.5.
Okay.
So all it right. might move tomorrow. I don't know if he hit balls tonight at the range, but
did not make it
Dave
out
Rieger
there.
Is like at 1.5. because he didn't lose any yesterday. So,
well, you got to hit the ball more than 20 yards to have a chance of losing one.
There's some water holes, though. There's some carries. There's some forced carries.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Jordan, thanks for joining us. Yeah. I know you were at Meet the Pros before stopping by here. But, Ken, let's talk about this, and TR, jump in as well. You know, a year ago, Kenny, we were here with my broadcast colleague, Jamie Edmonds, and it was the first go-around for the Great Lakes Championship. Lots of unanswered questions. You know, the competitors coming here, checking out the course for the first time, the amenities, everything that goes involved in this, and there is a lot. Turns out, voted the best new event via the Epson Tour. Congratulations on that, my friend. All that worrying for nothing.
Thank you very much. And I mean, we had an idea toward the end last year. Tim Kramer, who oversees the LPGA Tour, was talking to Josh Richter and I, separate conversations. He's like, you guys are going to do this again, right? And we're like, well, that must be a pretty good sign if with one day left in the event, he's coming to us. So, yes, we were honored that it was picked as the best new event on tour. And we've been working for a year to try and make it bigger and better, certainly than it was last year, because we're always looking to improve everything, whether it's the course or the hotel experience or the event. And we think it's a great opportunity to show up even more than we did last year.
And TR carrying that on with the amazing amenities. And I've said this time and time again. The staff here at Boyne, and I've noticed in the years that I've been coming here, not a whole lot of turnover. And a lot of that has to do with the pride that comes from being a part of a place like this. But now that you've been voted the best new event, now the challenge is to keep it up on that level. And I don't see that as being much of a challenge for you and the fine folks here at Boyne TR.
Oh no. We're going to keep innovating, keep pushing the needle, and keep going. So, and yeah, just I want to reiterate what Ken said. Such an honor to have this event here. And I've worked on several professional golf events across the country. Just having the opportunity to showcase your course at that level.
Certainly.
It's a cool thing to see.
You know, we've been lucky to be here for many years with the Michigan PGA. And you talk about fortunate events, tournament champions, amateur events they've had in the past. It's always a fun time, and they're very good at what they do. The staff is always great. Why wouldn't they be one of the best two events on the Epson Tour? And I think that's why we want to be involved with Game Above, because we feel that it's important to kind of grow and get better and to be the best. That's what we're about.
Well, and I think in a situation like this where, you know, you're welcoming people, you know, talented gals to play this great game of golf, and they're taking in the Heather course for the first time. We've played it a few times. We know how beautiful it is. Mm-hmm. They are coming in for the first time to the course, mm-hmm. to beautiful northern Michigan, Boyne.
How about Bay Harbor Yacht Club?
It how was about beautiful Bay Harbor Yacht
I
Club?
I left there to come and sit with you, to spend time with you. It's awesome.
You do have issues. I know that.
We love you, Steve. We pick on you, but we love you.
I am so happy to be here. You have no idea. That first segment comes and goes. TR, wonderful meeting you. Congratulations to you. You're going to be absolutely great.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being here and looking forward to many to come.
All right. That is, once again, TR Hollis. He's been on the job for 6 weeks. He is the director of golf sales and marketing with Boyne Golf. Ken Griffin's going to stick around. Jordan's going to stick around. Dave Rieger, our producer, as always. Our sales guy extraordinaire, Jeff Marcero, also on hand. Kelsey Phillips back at the Golden Tower doing the extraordinary job, as always. Kelsey, thank you very much. Don't go away. More of the special edition of Spin on Golf here on WJR, coming up from the Country Club of Boyne.
You're listening to a special weekday edition of Spin on Golf on WJR. Tonight, we're live from the Highlands in Harbor Springs for the Great Lakes Championship, an Epson Tour event. Once again, here are Steve Courtney, Jordan Young, and Ken Griffin.
All right, my friends, as we once again continue to paint a picture from the Great Lakes Championship here at the Country Club of Boyne, just want to take you back a little bit. Our fine sports rap fellas, Anthony Bellino, and of course the legendary Lomas Brown, had a chance to catch up with a fellow by the name of Eric Martin, Marvin. He is the executive director of the Great Lakes Sports Commission and the tournament director of the Great Lakes Championship. They had a chance to have a little conversation back on June 11th, and that chat went a little like this.
Join us on the horn right now. He is the executive director of the Great Lakes Sports Commission. Want to welcome to the program, Eric Marvin. Eric, first and foremost, thank you for taking the time to join us. How are you? How's life? How are things, partner?
I'm doing great. I am staring down hole 18 on the Heather course right now at the Highlands. It looks beautiful, and I'm ready for some golf next week. We're looking forward to it.
You know, what kind of shape is that course in? Because as someone who has played up there, I can only imagine trying to get that ready for tournament play. They have made that exponentially more difficult.
It looks beautiful right now. All green. There's no brown whatsoever. They have worked so hard to get the course in great shape for the pros coming in. And, you know, rough's a little bit longer right now, but they've got it playing very fair. And that's one thing that the professionals that competed in our inaugural event here last year said, is that it's a very fair course. And so I think things are in great shape. It's going to be a great week next week.
Yeah, Eric, can you talk a little bit about how the Great Lakes Championship has quickly become a signature event for Northern Michigan? I mean, this seemed like this has happened really, really fast. Is there any secret to the sauce that you would like to share?
You know, it's really all about tremendous partnerships that have brought us to the point that we're at. It starts with our host resort, Boyne and the Highlands Resort. You know, they roll out the red carpet for the 144 professionals that make the trip here from around the country. We've got great partners with other events in the state as well. You know, our three events that are held in Michigan, three Epson Tour events held in Michigan, make up what's called the Pure Michigan Cup. They're competing in Battle Creek here this week, coming up to our championship next week, and then they'll head up to Escanaba the week after that, and there's an additional $20,000 prize purse associated with that. You know, it's really a combined effort of a lot of people, both here locally as well as on behalf of the state, to make, you know, professional women's golf in Michigan really stand out here in the month of June.
And you know, Eric, with the LPGA events that are, you know, around the state as well, you know, they've got, you know, some big happenings there in Grand Rapids and in Midland as well. Was it, you know, what kind of challenges were there to get the Epson Tour to go to Northern Michigan, right? And to kind of shed a light for all of these different players to go to, you know, to get up north to see all of the courses that, for those of us that play golf in Michigan, we know about the gem that is Northern Michigan golf. But I imagine for a lot of the players, for their first time to ever get up north and to see that, especially the finishing hole there at the Highlands of the Pond, you got the lodgings right there, and they just had, you know, they redid all of that, and it looks beautiful up there when you get to Boyne. Shout out to our friend Ken Griffin, good friend of the show. But I mean, to get up there for the first time, the players just had to be shocked by all of it.
They were blown away by the resort, by the course. You know, everybody comments, we've got some of the best grass to play golf on here in Michigan. Of course, we're you know, lucky that we've got great grass from that perspective. And honestly, you know, to get this event here, the key was, again, investment from our partners, but also showing Epson, you know, how beautiful Northern Michigan is. So, you know, as we had the opportunity to bring in their staff and show them around Northern Michigan and then really narrow down the course options, the Heather at the Highlands stood out. It's a very walkable course, you know, traditional Northern Michigan golf course designed by Robert Trent Jones, of course. So, you know, finding the fit here was natural. And, you know, the players themselves were really impressed last year. I think as I look around the course right now, we're going to see much of the same this year. Hopefully the weather cooperates. That's always the variable that's out of our control. But, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we've got six professional women's golf events around the state of Michigan when you factor in the LPGA events, the Epson events, and then an Annika Tour event this year over Crystal Mountain as well. So something for our state to be proud of. There's plenty of opportunity to go out and see the best women's golfers in the world compete right here in Michigan.
Yeah, Eric, I would just want to know, how do you feel about the Rocket Classic leaving, and why is it so important for the state to have the PGA be a part of this state? If you have any thoughts on that.
Well, you know, the impact of these events is huge for any community. And obviously, you know, that event is certainly next level compared to, you know, some of the others that we've referenced here today. But, you know, there's just so much economic impact associated with each of these events. So, you know, it's a shame to lose any of them, but obviously there's factors, you know, outside of my knowledge that play in on decisions like that. So I certainly, you know, don't want to speak to, you know, the decision that went into that. But, you know, again, it's anytime we can host massive sporting events like that or what we're doing up here in northern Michigan, you know, it benefits so many businesses and people within our region. It's really important to do all we can to keep as many of these events here in the state as possible.
Eric, what will your schedule look like next week for fans that are listening right now that are like, okay, you know, we want to shoot up there and take a gander. And like you mentioned, the Highlands, very, very walkable, unlike some of the courses up there where it's like, yeah, you better get on the ski lift and grab a couple of carts and a lot of beverages. But for fans that want to go up there, what does the schedule of events surrounding the tournament look like?
Yeah, so tournament play starts on Friday, and so we'll have tournament play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's a 54-hole format. General admission is just $5 to come out and watch, so very affordable to come out and, you know, really have free rein to the course, be able to walk wherever you want and, you know, take in the action. We've got a great setup around the 18 green as well to watch the finishing hole. Or you can purchase a VIP ticket and join us in our VIP tent. That's just $60 a day or $150 for the three-day pass. It's the best perspective. The Epson players come in and out throughout their rounds as they finish out their play for the day. It's a great way to watch the tournament. Or there's actually still a small opportunity to get involved in the Pro-Am on Thursday. So we have Pro-Am rounds on Wednesday and Thursday leading into the tournament. We've still got a few openings for Thursday only. So if somebody wants a chance to come out and get to play alongside one of these professional women, it's an amazing opportunity to do so. All that information, both tickets and playing in the Pro-Am, are on our website, which is thegreatlakeschampionship.com. It'll be a great experience for anyone that wants to come out.
You mentioned the ladies. I know from the tip that Heather plays at over 7,100 yards. How far will the ladies play next week?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact yardage off the top of my head, but it's somewhere around 6,600 yards. You know, what's really interesting is if you play in the Pro-Am, you actually get the opportunity to play from the exact same tees as the pros. And you find out real quickly how much distance they have, how accurate they are. I mean, their putting is just insane. It's really quite an experience to see how good they are and how consistent they are. And so, you know, distance actually sets up somewhat short for them compared to some of the other courses that they play throughout their 20 tour season. So,
you know, and it's such a special time for the Epson Tour too, because, you know, you have the go to the medalist in Marshall, of course, that a lot of us who play have played that track. Then and that's this weekend. And then next weekend, you know, the Highlands at the Heather course there, Harbor Springs. And then you go to Sweetgrass the following weekend, then to Blackthorn at South Bend. That's Notre Dame's track. So if you're going to go out there, you can play where the Irish play. Then they go to Sylvania over to Highland Meadows, which has hosted all kinds of tournament action over the years at the LPGA level as well. So, there's a lot of ladies golf that's taking place in very, very drivable distances if you want to, you know, make your way around and enjoy any of these events and get involved in the Pro-Am. What is it like from a volunteer perspective? Do you have positions and spots available for any folks that might want to get involved that, hey, maybe they're not going to play in the Pro-Am, but maybe they want to, you know, just get out and help out a little bit?
We always have room for volunteers, of course. We've got about 130 volunteers signed up right now to come out and help us welcome all the pros this next week, but we've still got spots to fill. So same as I mentioned before, our volunteer information is on our website, thegreatlakeschampionship.com. We would love to have more help. The more, the merrier. I think we have about 350 or 360 total volunteer shifts to fill, and we're pretty close, but you know, if we can fill all of those, It just helps everything run smoother throughout the course of tournament week. So we would certainly welcome the help. And, you know, I mentioned the Pro-Am earlier. It was fun to watch Nelly Korda win the Open here recently. Mm-hmm. You know, she's one of those athletes who played on the Epson Tour previously. I think the stat is about 80% of the current LPGA players come up through the Epson Tour, and you never know who you're going to be playing with and what that rising star will go on to be. Our inaugural winner was Riley Smyth last year, and so she's competing on the LPGA Tour now this season for her first year. And, you know, there's lots of people who have played with some amazing stars without even realizing that they would become what they are. So, you know, playing in the Pro-Am is pretty special in that regard as well.
Okay. So, Eric, you know, the second annual Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic is coming up soon. You know, so if you're in the area, it's in July. Just an invitation.
July 13th, Country Club of Detroit.
I'm just throwing it out there.
32 days away.
I love it, and I would love to be there. I'll have to get signed up because you know that's something that I wouldn't want to miss.
Yes, so. You're right.
There you go. You make the trip down. We'll save you a spot. I only have 38 guys on my team right now, so this works out perfect. We'll make it 39. We're gonna flood the fairway with like 15 golf cards. It's going to be epic, right? My team, with this amount of guys, there's no way I could lose, Eric. That's the way that we want to do this.
Sounds good. Count me in.
The executive director of the Great Lakes Sports Commission, ladies and gentlemen, Eric Marvin. Eric, thank you so much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it. Have a wonderful tournament
next week.
Thank
you, Eric.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You're listening to a special weekday edition of Spin on Golf on WJR. Tonight, we're live from the Highlands in Harbor Springs for the Great Lakes Championship, an Epson Tour event. Once again, here are Steve Courtney, Jordan Young, and Ken Griffin.
All right, once again, I welcome you back into this special edition of Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. Again, we are originating this broadcast from the Country Club of Boyne, getting set for the Great Lakes Championship Pro-Am.
I've never seen the bar closed here. I thought
it saddens
Mr.
my
Ken
heart.
Ken Griffin may have had some retirement keys given to him.
No, nobody gives a marketing guy the keys to the bar. That would never be a smart idea.
And Ken is making a very, very valid point, is he not? I think. But we've had our conversations, Jordan, Spin on Golf, about the Epson Tour and how special it is. If you don't know, folks, the Epson Tour is the step below the LPGA Tour. It is chock full of amazing stories of these young ladies that love the game of golf, and they want to succeed to the point and take it to the next level, get their LPGA card, and go on and do what they do. You know, they pay for their travel. They pay for their food. Sometimes they pay for their accommodations. Some will have host families. It is a big process here, folks, to get from point A to point B. Now, Jordan, we've known each other for a while, and you have been telling me about this young player, Sarah White, who now you have in the Game Above family. She is going to be participating in the Great Lakes Championship, and right now she's leading the Epson Tour in driving distance at 300 yards, but who's counting? Pretty special young lady.
Yeah, I think she's joining us now, but Sarah, hopefully you're on the line and you can hear us.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, Sarah.
We can hear you
loud and clear.
Hi.
Loud and clear.
Thank you so much for joining us. And Jordan's been keeping us all up to date on your progress. You participated in the Midland event, certainly. And you are living your best life right now.
Absolutely. I'm actually sitting in the atrium of the Boyne Yacht Club right now, closing down the Pro-Am party.
That's a perfect place to be right now. Sarah, we were just talking just before the break, and, you know, talk to us a little bit about what you go through and what you've been through with Epson and, you know, maybe even your first event that you won, and what people don't realize about the Epson Tour and the trials and tribulations. Like, we had a talk the other day where you could do all that you said, Steve, and, you know, you have some accommodations and caddies and all this, and they could finish 20th and lose money. or they can finish 10th and lose money.
Right.
People don't realize that. So, Sarah, maybe tell the listeners a little bit more about that side of things.
Yeah, so thankfully, I am sponsored by Game Above and Boyne Golf. So I'm really at a home game this week. So thankfully, so companies like Boyne and Game Above are truly special because they are investing not in just my career, but in the women's golf side of things. Anyway, they're trying to make everything elevated. So, you know, our purses are minimum 200,000, roughly 250 in the middle. And so what that entails is, you know, the winner walks away with 30,000 a week, which, yeah, sounds great and everything, but if you finish, you know, 25th place, still a great tournament finish, but if you have to stay in a hotel that week, that's minimum of 1,200 to 1,600. And then if you have a caddy that week, that's 1,000 to 1,500. You have to have food. Thankfully, a lot of tournaments will have breakfast and lunch provided, but just on tournament days. So you're a couple hundred dollars in food. And then not including your flight, not including your rental car and gas. I'm going to say on the low end of things, if you have all of those things on the low end, it's probably $4,500, right? And there are ways to save, which has been, you know, you get host families for the week and then you and your buddy share a car, you share a hotel, and then you don't hire a caddy for that week. So, yeah, there's ways to save, but we also have an entry fee. We are one of the only two tours with an entry fee, which we have the highest entry fee, which is $350.
That is high.
And the LPGA is $200. Yeah, no, PGA Tour, I think, is zero. I think it's Corn Ferry zero.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, so we pay roughly $8,000 to $10,000 a year just to sign up for events. That's not even including getting there or
that's
any
unreal,
of the
Sarah.
Other.
That's crazy.
And yeah. Sarah's not a big spender.
That's unreal.
Sarah's not a big spender because
yeah,
I do her expenses every month, and you know it's around $6,500, $7,500.
Okay.
You know, so yeah. It's. But some people can get up to 12,000. Oh. You know, 12,000.
Yeah, so thankfully, you know, Game Above and Boyne has been able to invest in me. They can see the potential, and I've actually had a taste of the LPGA. I've played in four events, and companies like that that help support me just allow me to play professionally longer because there's so many good golfers out there that just they couldn't afford it, which is unfortunately a main thing in the women's side of things, and we're making one-fifth of what the Corn Ferry makes, which is the same exact tour, and we're probably making 1/15th of what the PGA Tour makes, and then even on the LPGA, I mean, we're making 1/5 of the PGA Tour, so we can make a living out here, but it's nothing like the men, but we're playing the same game, we're playing our respected tees, and I want to say we work a little harder because then we have to make money. You know, we have no guaranteed money. You don't see companies throwing out hundreds of thousands of dollars of endorsement deals on the women's side. So you don't really have that kind of side money.
Sarah, just to ask, talk about last week. You played in the Dow and I was there with you for a couple of days. How is it different there versus the Epson Tour?
So the Dow was one, a very special event. I think the Dow did an amazing job hosting this. They had, it looked like a PGA Tour event, right? They had grandstands on maybe 8 holes. Mm-hmm. And then they had a food that was incredible starting on Monday. And then that just all helps. Yeah. and then I was able to have Jordan out there as like my player manager. And then we have a caddy, and so everything is elevated out on the LPGA Tour, and the experience was incredible. My partner and I got a little unlucky with the waves and couldn't make enough birdies, but the support in Midland and the crowds, it was something that is what you dream of as a kid. So, you know, I'm truly living my dream, and the Dow was an amazing experience. We got to meet with one of the Dow CEOs and their husband and, you know, just a lot of executives that love having women's golf there, and that's what I want to see, like, every week.
Well, Sarah, one of the Boeing Golf sponsoring you, one of the things that was attractive was, you know, you grew up in Michigan. So with all the competitive golf you played, how did that prepare you, you know, for a life of professional golf on a women's tour?
Well, Michigan golf is hands down the best in the country in the summer.
You're here.
Yeah. Boeing Golf has prepared me because I played in the AJGA events at Boyne Highlands and then the other course as well. But the Highlands are my favorite at the AJGA events. Mm-hmm. But the greens are so much better. They're faster, which is what you're going to see on the LPGA Tour. And then actually tonight I learned that Michigan is the only state in professional golf that hosts six professional women's events in the calendar year. In June, there's six events. So having that as my background and having six events to potentially play in has prepared me for the LPGA.
Well, Sarah, I'll say this in closing. The second go-around for the Great Lakes Championship at this wonderful body of golf known as Boyne, and I'm sure it was a year ago for the first go-through, Sarah, that word was spreading like wildfire against all you players how magnificent this event is for a first-time deal. And it would later go on to be voted the best new event. Mm-hmm. So that's very exciting. All the best to you this weekend, Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Sarah White with us here, Game Above, and, of course, Boyne. And, boy, she's got it going on, hitting it 300 yards. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we need to get it in the hole. That's what we want to get. But
that's driver, seven iron, is a sandwich
talent.
For me, 300.
And she's hitting it really well right now, by the way, too.
Good
so.
For her. Well, you know what? She's just got a very good disposition, which when you're trying to become a professional athlete, I don't care what that is, what sport we're talking, you've got to have a good, positive attitude. And
she
Sarah's
does
got
not
that.
Lack on personality. No, not a bit.
Wonderful.
Yeah, she's great.
All right, folks, stick around. We've got more coming your way as we continue with Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR.
You're listening to a special weekday edition of Spin on Golf on WJR. Tonight, we're live from the Highlands in Harbor Springs for the Great Lakes Championship, an Epson Tour event. Once again, here are Steve Courtney, Jordan Young, and Ken Griffin.
Yeah, normally, Spin on Golf proudly comes your way each and every Sunday night, starting with Championship Sunday for the Masters from 6 to 7. Working a little overtime tonight for all the right reasons, with you until 9 o'clock tonight from the Country Club of Boyne, as once again we get excited together for the Great Lakes Championship, a fine Epson Tour event. And Sarah White, thank you once again for your time. And what a conversation. You know, you go through the numbers, what she has made, and she did discuss, I think, in great detail, the expenses involved in trying to get to where you want to be full-time on the LPGA Tour. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, you know, you're not going to make a whole hell of a lot of money. First place, I think, in the Epson Tour is $30,000, as Sarah alluded to. Sometimes you're not going to make near that much, but you've got to persevere because that's how much you love this game of golf. You know, thanks to Game Above, Boyne, Kenny Griffin, you know, for believing in these young athletes. Basically, I'll tell you one thing right now. I've had the distinct pleasure of playing in numerous Epson Tour pro-ams, a couple of LPGA pro-ams along the way. And I can tell you firsthand, these ladies can play the game, pure and simple.
Huge. I mean, they are excellent. I mean, you know, Sarah hits at 300 yards. Now, there aren't many. She's in a league
enough
of her own
said,
there.
Ken.
Not many. Not many. But, I mean, even the iron play, the putting, I mean, if you have an opportunity, and, you know, we have a couple pro-hams. We have one tomorrow. We have another one on Thursday. And if you are fortunate enough to get your team in and play with any of these young ladies, it's incredible how good they are and how dedicated to the game. You'll see after the program tomorrow, okay, they'll play. And then there are events. There are many other things that take their time, but they'll be on the putting green. They'll be practicing in between. They're not. We would go to happy hour. They go practice. Okay, so there's a slight difference in how we look at this.
But you know, looking at last year, I mean, we were just at the player party and the pro-am party, and a couple key things stuck out as they were talking about the Epson Tour players and running the nice video. The top 10 players last year are now all playing on the LPGA Tour, and they're
That's great news.
Doing well.
That's great news.
And a couple girls have won of those 10. And last week in the Dow, the team event, the two girls that won were on the Epson Tour last year. So it's not always about the money. I mean, it is, but it isn't. But it's the opportunity to get to the LPGA Tour, and that's why all these girls are here.
Well, with that in mind, though, Jordan, you know, it saddens me that I'm sure along the way on the Epson Tour and the Korn Ferry Tour, for crying out loud. Let's bring them into it.
Brett White's her brother, and he's out there slugging it out in the Korn Ferry.
You know what? And they have dreams. They have ambitions. This is what they've wanted to do for a while. And it just gets to a point where you begin throwing good money after bad, and you're not able to fulfill your dream, and you've got to stop. And that really saddens me, because I think – they are all gifted players.
For sure. But well, and there's you know, the other dynamic is that we're talking about young players coming up. People who were on the Epson last year playing on the LPGA. There are LPGA players that maybe had a bad year or maybe had an injury. They're back here. So they're slugging it out this week with women that played on the LPGA Tour, had their cards. Now they're back trying to get back on the LPGA Tour. So it's a very different dynamic. You got a lot of competition.
Interesting to see Julie Inkster play last week. And I walked by her and I looked at her twice and she looked at me like, why are you looking at me like that? And I mean, I think she finished 15th or 12th or something.
It doesn't leave you.
No.
I'm sure it just doesn't leave you. And Julie Inkster, an accomplished player in her illustrious
career.
Yeah,
I don't know how old she is, but she's got to be 65.
That's not old, by the way.
Well, I'm not insinuating. I'm just saying, but she's competing. It's not like Crosby playing NHL at 39.
It's not just a walk around.
The young girls and the old, like, it's crazy. The young college girls playing now.
But something that never leaves you, especially once you've reached pro status, I'm sure, is that desire to compete. And
for sure.
It burns forever. So you've got a Julie Inkster out there. Mm-hmm. Participating last week, for crying out loud. It's awesome.
Well, in her
good
case,
her.
See if she still does compete. You know what? I want to see how I stack up with these young ladies.
Meanwhile, interesting that this special edition of Spin on Golf is U.S. Open week. Jordan, the Canadian Open last week, 4.5 inches of rough.
Bud Cauley.
Way to go, Bud. A great story. There's no doubt about it. I'm wondering with Shinnecock, what are you hearing about the course conditions?
I haven't heard a thing. I watched two or three swings on the range today. I don't have any course updates. I hear it's in good shape. I hear it's hard. I heard it's maybe a little crusty, but I hear the rough is long. That's all I know.
As a pro, do you believe that our national championship should be as difficult as they can possibly make it, or do you think there's a fine line there?
I don't think they kind of keep it on the edge. And you know, the guys with that run it, the USGA, they kind of always, you know, some years they'll kind of go a little much. We saw that at Chambers Bay. And then some years maybe they want to push it to the edge and it gets a little this way. It's so weather dependent and moisture dependent and wind dependent. I mean, it can change. Like, I'm not an agronomist, but I know that you can never predict exactly how it's going to be from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. So,
true.
I don't know. Sometimes they nail it. Sometimes they don't. So, we'll see what happens.
Well, I think when it
has to be fair. Has to be fair.
True. Right. And when you get to a point where after the first round, you've got some of the best players in the world saying, that was unfair.
Like the PGA Championship.
Exactly.
I don't think it was unfair, but people were a little cranky because maybe it was a little bit U.S. Open-like.
But then you have the rank amateur on the outside looking in saying, oh, what a bunch of crybabies. You're supposed to be the best in the world. And no, the rough was a little too long.
Well, yeah, they can't wear shorts. They can't have music, so.
They got to complain a little bit.
We'll see. I don't know. I don't know how Rory's playing. He's kind of been off the charts for a while. Is DeChambeau going to come back? He's kind of like in a tailspin. Koepka's been playing good. Never know.
He's starting to make a move.
Scheffler was cranky in the last event. Maybe he'll, I mean, I hate to say get his act together, but he could win. I mean, when his act isn't together, he's finishing 12th or 15th, right?
I'm glad you brought up Brooks Koepka because I wanted to make this note last Sunday during the show, as a matter of fact. Here's a dude that comes over from LIV. They told him what it was going to take, and he is doing everything and above.
I give him credit.
I give him all the credit in the world because, look, here's what it's going to take, lad. You're in or you're out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll do it. And it's a financial hit. Now, DeChambeau, I don't think he will ever take that financial hit.
No, there's not still at talk. All. Yeah, it's just.
And he says, don't they know what I can do for them? Oh. So he thinks he's bigger than the tour. That's what I got out of it, which is interesting. Can you believe how quick this hour flew by?
Time flies.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We'll finish it up then.
Thanks for being here, though.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to
teeing
it up.
The line is still 3.5, by the way. It hasn't changed in the hour.
You know what? Take the under. I'm not going to let you down.
I'm coming out to watch you tomorrow.
Well, guys, thank you both for coming. Yeah, we really appreciate absolutely. Every time you guys are up.
Ken, it Thanks truly is a treat. You know that, my friend. Teach T.R. Hollis everything you know, and he's going to be just fine, my friend.
He's
Dave
Rieger, great.
Thank you very much for everything.
Thanks, Ken.
Jeff Marcero here. Kelsey Phillips back at the station. Thanks for listening to WJR.